Just who is hoodwinking who?
Look, I've always known and believed there are certain controlling interests in the world that are looking towards a one-world government, one-world currency.
I think it's a man-made thing, guys. It's been put there for a reason.
I've tried a lot of hobbies. Now I'm on the hunt for my next hobby, some common, some not so much. This week, conspiracy theories.
So I think one thing that human beings, you know, sometimes really struggle with is the idea that, you know, shit happens.
You're listening to That's a Hobby. I try to figure out what's really happening and who's really behind it by learning all about conspiracy theories, why they're so prevalent right now, the type of people who rarely believe what they're told, and how often they end up being true.
I don't care what anyone thinks. I lose my own family over this. I stand by my beliefs. I have fire in my soul and I will not back down.
As I mentioned in the ghost hunting episode, I'm a pretty skeptical person, which actually makes me prone to question things I read and hear. This can be annoying for friends and family, and especially salespeople, when they feel that I don't trust them, but I don't really trust any one person. I went through a phase in my early 20s when I was really susceptible to conspiracy theories. I think it's part of our development where the world opens up and the simplicity and truth of the first 20 years is eroded and the world being complicated and full of propaganda surfaces. I remember watching the moon landing documentary on Fox that presented the landings as fake. And I remember believing it because it was on Fox, a trusted network. Surely there were checks and balances in place that would stop anything fake from being aired, right? And then I dove headfirst into the 9/11 truther conspiracy.
A global event or even a local event that makes people feel that they have lost control over their lives, or their future. That is when conspiracy theories emerge.
After seeing that Loose Change documentary, which set out to prove that 9/11 was an inside job and the proof was in plain sight. Get it? Plain sight. Anyways, I think part of this comes from me not trusting myself with what I think I know. This is kind of known as imposter syndrome, where you don't trust your own knowledge and experience, and that you're worried you'll be found out as a fraud. It's usually more of a problem in a professional setting. For years, I believed the moon landing was fake, and 9/11 was an inside job. But I've grown up since then. Couple that with my need to research a lot of decisions, like what's the best Indian place close to me, or what hard drive should I buy, or what book should I read next. I leave a lot of opinions up to research.
For some people, not everybody, but for some people, conspiracy theories become very attractive because they're offering psychological comfort.
Psychologically, there's all sorts of reasons people tend to believe conspiracy theories, but I want to talk about one. I think the personality types who tend to do research are heavily affected by something called confirmation bias, which is the tendency for us to interpret or favor information that confirms our existing beliefs and values. It's a really powerful bias, and it actually impacts all of us, every day, in all aspects of our lives. For example, you send someone a text and you don't get a reply. You may think that person's busy, or they're actually ignoring you. And it affects workplaces, from the interview and recruiting stage to performance reviews, where we attribute behaviors to things we already believe. It affects more serious aspects of our lives, like crime. Like where there's a dog attack, and one person will see a vicious dog attacking someone for no reason, and another person will see a dog defending itself against a threat. It even affects science, which, you know, we think is objective. But the results can be misinterpreted, and they can cause significant negative outcomes, like the really famous 1998 study that linked vaccines to autism. Even though it was publicly retracted not that long after, the thought that vaccines can cause autism has only gotten stronger since then. And then there's a whole category of fake news, which has exploded thanks to social media and search engine algorithms.
I can tell you that I personally know absolutely no fact to support what you're saying. I mean,
that's what the media is paid to say.
Those algorithms actually rank results in the order where they think the things will get our attention. The longer you spend on social media, the more posts that confirm your own biases and the less exposure you get to other viewpoints.
What has changed now is not that these fringe groups have existed, they always have, but now they can harness the power of social media to go and spread their beliefs and to evangelize them.
The more I learn about psychology, the more I believe that our brains are hardwired to be as efficient as possible. And it really takes a lot of effort to counteract the shortcuts we subconsciously take. We're designed to think in terms of stereotype, that is, quickly grouping and processing and categorizing things. Confirmation bias does this by not spending any mental calories reevaluating any strong beliefs. And this could lead to a domino effect of reevaluating our whole belief system. It's kind of protective in a way. It's like, if this one thing isn't true, what else do I believe that's not true? And if this person told me something that isn't true, what else have they told me that's not true? Like I said, we're all susceptible to this, but those who are overconfident in themselves are more so. And this is despite the amount of evidence that contradicts their beliefs. And now we're getting warmer. I think we're getting close to uncovering some sort of conspiracy theory. I grew up in a house where the default belief was that the most important events in history were not what the media reported. There was always some geopolitical and/or economic motivation behind everything, despite any other more plausible explanations. This is the definition of a conspiracy theory.
A conspiracy theory is an attempt to put a powerful actor behind a powerful event.
And conspiracy theories hold up really well because they only get stronger when there's an evidence against them. Or when there's no evidence at all. You think Osama bin Laden is dead? Where's the body? There's no pictures. Oh, he was buried at sea? You believe that? See, it's that easy. It's basically a matter of faith. And it's not about getting proven or disproven. Conspiracy theories weren't really mainstream until the last 100 years, and they've exploded in the last decade, becoming part of our culture. And it's really related to us not trusting authorities and governments.
Basically, some people find it much easier to explain big traumatic events by postulating a big, really evil cause for that.
Theories can be grouped into a few types. The enemy outside is based on external figures scheming against us. The enemy inside is about conspirators lurking inside our nation or community, and we can't tell them apart from everybody else. The enemy above involves powerful people manipulating events for their own gain. The enemy below is about lower classes working to overthrow social order. And then there's the positive, benevolent conspiracies, where there's angelic forces working behind the scenes to improve the world and help people. And then there's three common classifications. There's event-based, like 9/11, systemic, like communism or one world government, and super conspiracies, where everything is linked. With all that said, though, there's got to be some truth there, right? Well, I looked for a definitive list, and while I'm skeptical, here we go. There was Project Sunshine. To understand the effects of nuclear weapons, the US government collected remains from young children, sometimes without notifying families, to use at test sites. Poison booze. The government pushed alcohol manufacturers to put poison in drinks to dissuade people and bootleggers from consuming and creating alcohol during the Prohibition. Then there's government mind control. The program was known as MKUltra, and it was a program designed to understand the effects of hallucinogens on people. Does the Dalai Lama work for the CIA? Well, some declassified docs show that the US did fund the Dalai Lama in the tune of hundreds of thousands of dollars to help with the Tibetan resistance of Chinese power. Are governments tracking you? Okay, well, this one is common knowledge at this point, with all the leaks over the years. If you post it online, assume it's accessible by the government. There's the Gulf of Tonkin. In 1964, a fake attack on the US was used as a catalyst to go to war with Vietnam. Then there's the category of health, with the most famous one being cigarette companies knowing that cigarettes caused cancer since the 50s, but they didn't concede to it till the 90s. And Canadians, we're not exempt. Here are two of my favorite Canadian true conspiracies. In the 60s, the government hired a professor to create a way to detect if federal employees were gay. That's right, they tried to create gaydar, and it was an actual physical device that detected pupil size. And then just last week, the military faked a population of gray wolves in Nova Scotia just to test if they could get propaganda out. And they did this by sending out flyers warning of gray wolves existing next to residences, and they played actual growling noises on loudspeakers. They used real Wildlife Division letterhead, and that's really what led to the exposure when the department confirmed they didn't actually issue the letter. Alright, we can't talk conspiracy theories without talking about QAnon. Here's what QAnon followers believe.
Elite politicians and celebrities are running a child trafficking ring.
Hillary Clinton is involved in that. You've got a lot of professional movie stars and actresses and singers that are involved in that.
So to recap, they believe a cabal of Satan-worshipping Democrats, Hollywood celebrities, and billionaires run the world while engaging in pedophilia, human trafficking, and the harvesting of supposedly life-extending chemicals from the blood of abused children. And QAnon followers believe that Donald Trump is waging a secret battle against the cabal and its deep state collaborators to expose and send them all to Guantanamo Bay.
I don't know much about the movement other than I understand they like me very much, which I appreciate.
Within this theory, JFK, the Clintons, Obama, the Pope, and even furniture retailer Wayfair are all the villains. At its core, QAnon is rooted in millennium-old anti-Semitic conspiracy theory, where there's a Jewish plot to control the world. QAnon believers have been growing in numbers, and there's calls to violence. The FBI has even listed them as a dangerous group to watch, and they've been deplatformed from a bunch of social networks like Facebook and TikTok. QAnon is worrying because it seems to be infiltrating the right wing of the US and potentially Canada. Learning the truth about history and systems is important. As a hobby, it's an interesting way to learn about history, and it's fun to research these things. As a consumer of news and latest events, and as someone trying to make health decisions, it's important to know how to know if what you're reading or hearing can be trusted.
He may not have been born in this country.
There was a picture of him and crazy Lee Harvey Oswald having breakfast.
How do you make sure you're checking your confirmation bias? Well, here's a few tips. What about the thing you're reading makes you believe it? Wanting to believe in something is a really strong force. Is the thing you're reading or hearing from a trustworthy source? Well, to know if something's trustworthy, just look for sources and motivations. And also see who else is corroborating what you're hearing or reading. What percentage of your news comes from this one source? Do you feel challenged or are you reinforced by what you're reading? How many of your friends or acquaintances have views that are different? Did you read the full thing or did you just read the headline? And we all do that. Have you considered that you might be wrong and what could that mean? Besides these, really the most important thing to do is get out of your bubble. If you lean left, talk to people who don't, and try to understand their viewpoint. Now, I've tried this with all sorts of topics, mostly political, and it leads to a lot of arguments online. A future episode for sure. I'm happy to have come from a house that questions everything. Even though sometimes it led to arguments about the dangers of canned foods or where protein powder really comes from, it's a really important and good muscle to have. I'm also thankful that I don't have the confidence to believe everything I hear or read, or even my own opinions. It's a lot easier to absorb new information when I don't have to fit it into a complicated puzzle of beliefs. Of course, there are some beliefs that I have that are pretty unshakable. Like the elite hunting ring, where people are hunted for sport. Hey, listen, I want you to know that your time is valuable to me, and the fact that you spent it listening means a lot, so thank you. Please remember to subscribe wherever you listen, and maybe tell a friend or two. If you've tried this hobby or you have hobby ideas for me, let me know on Twitter or Instagram. See you next week.